Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I love a good parade. I love the marching bands. I love the floats. I love the vehicles. And I think I told you the story about the time I got to participate in a big parade in New York City. And there were lots of people on this parade. And there were lots of people on the sidelines cheering and clapping and waving. And it was a great occasion, except for the fact that our float fell apart. And we built a globe, and none of us were really expert in woodworking, and the circumference bar basically snapped out of place. And then that took the covering off, so it was a disaster, and I still love the parade, because I have a memory of it. And I have lots of memories of Palm Sunday. I remember being at Old South Church in Boston when we had a session where people came together for pizza and crosses. So we made crosses, and I think some of us were more interested in eating the pizza than making the crosses. But there's still that sense of enjoyment and anticipation. And Palm Sunday is something that we like. We enjoy watching the kids process around the sanctuary. We enjoy watching them make crosses, and it was great to be up here with them in the front of the church. But one of the challenges for a preacher is that most mainline Christians would like to skip from Palm Sunday right to Easter. Now, don't deny it, because not all of you will be in church on Maundy Thursday, and even fewer of you will be here on Good Friday. Now, who wants to come into the darkest moment of human history with me? Because that's what we're going to do at the end of the week. That's what Jesus did for us. And yes, it's nice to skip forward to the fun parts and to the singing and the celebrations. But as I've said before, and many in the ministry and the church have said before, no cross, no crown. We want to think that it's all going to come to a happy ending and that we don't have to make any sacrifices. But that's what Jesus did. Jesus sacrificed everything for us. God sacrificed everything for us. And I've asked this before, why the heck does the all-powerful, almighty Lord of creation have to be worried about you and me? But God is. And I think that's worth having a parade for. So we're conflicted around this Sunday, which we call Palm Sunday, and other churches will call Passion Sunday. And our liturgy is generally oriented towards the palm side of things. We don't like going into the dark and gritty and painful parts of the story. But we know we have to tell them. We know we have to meditate on them. If there's anybody here whose life has been all sunshine and light, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to hear your secrets. I'd love to know your denial. None of us has had a perfect life. But God has been with us every step of the way. Just as God was with Jesus as he marched into Jerusalem. And what Jesus did that day was very provocative. And there are some commentators who like to talk about Jesus having engaged in street theater, which strikes me as being a very anachronistic interpretation that people in the first century were doing what some people did in the 1960s and 70s. Jesus was not engaged in street theater. Jesus was poking an eye in the Roman finger in the eye of the Roman governor. So how many people here would be willing to stand on the side of the road and proclaim what the crowds did that day? Would you be willing to say, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee? And I'm not the biggest fan of signs planted in lawns, but I will give props to the other church in the Upper Valley that has been planting Easter signs around the Upper Valley. They're comfortable doing it. We have put some signs out on our front lawn and on Colburn Park, and I think that's good. And again, I encourage you to come next week and to bring your family and friends, because Easter is the central day in the Christian calendar, not Christmas. Easter, that's the big day. Easter is what the whole Christian year leads up to. And that's when we remember and celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's worth a parade. That's worth marching through the streets with the bands and floats. And I've never been to the Rose Bowl parade, but I've watched it on TV. That's pretty impressive. I've never been to an inaugural parade, and I've watched portions of that on TV. And generally, that's been impressive. And it's neat to be marching down the street. It's neat to watch the people march down the street and to celebrate something. But why are we celebrating politicians who are going to pass from the scene whether they like to or not? Why are we feting sports teams? And I went to a Red Sox World Series parade many years ago, and it was fun. It was a big deal. But why are we focusing our attention on these ephemeral things when we can be focusing on Jesus? So I've said this before, my preaching professor said one of the weaknesses of Protestant preachers is that we like to give you all homework to do when you leave church. And so I'm going to do that now. And I'm going to ask you during this last week of Lent is still going on, to think about what Jesus has done for you, what Jesus is doing for you. And not just for you, but for those you love and care about, and frankly, for all of us. And to think about what you can do as an act of gratitude. This is not a long call to stewardship. I'm asking you to look inside, to really question, to interrogate your heart and your motives, and to think about what you would want to do for Jesus, who has done everything for you and for me. One last word. I mentioned inaugurations before, and I know that one of the things they like to do on TV is show inaugural luncheon taking place afterwards. Well, this is the inaugural luncheon for Jesus that we're going to have right here later on during worship, when we're going to come to the table and we are going to give thanks to Jesus for what he's done. And to remember that we are the people of God, that we are gathered together. So let us join together in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of Scripture. We thank you for the gift of the communion table. We thank you most of all for the gift of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.